हरिः ॐ सहनवतु सहनौ भुनक्थु सहवीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। ॐ जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिव सदि गौर भक्तवृन्द। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। So, songs of the Vaishnava Acharyas, then Sharanagati by Bhaktivinoda Thakura. So, surrender to the Lord's shelter. Sharanagati prayers are on page 2. Sharanagati prayers consist of 50 Bengali songs outlining the sixfold process of submissive surrender unto the Lord. Outline 1. We have introductory song, then first principle of surrender, dānya, humility, 77 songs. Second principle of surrender, Atmanivedanam, dedication of the self, 8 songs. Third principle of surrender, Gopritve Varana, acceptance of the Lord as soul maintainer, 4 songs. Fourth principle of surrender, Avasya Rakibe Krishna, Vishvasya Palan, faith in Krishna as protector, 4 songs. Then fifth principle of surrender, bhakti pratikul bhava varjanang gika kar, renunciation of conduct unfavorable to pure devotion, 4 songs. Svikara, acceptance of activities favorable to pure devotion, 4 songs. Bhajanalasa, hankering for divine service, 13 songs. Siddhalasa, hankering for spiritual perfection, 3 songs. Vijñāpti, spiritual request, 1 song. And Sri Nama, Mahatmya, the glories of the Holy Name, 1 song. So we see here is interesting is that this comes around and then you're going to see it come again. Is that, see, generally we're going to start with this, what is favorable. And then acceptance means giving up things that are renunciation of conduct unfavorable. And then here where it says svikara, that's the sixth one, then acceptance of activities favorable to pure devotional service. So we're generally going to talk, you give up what's unfavorable, accept what's favorable, right? Then when you do that, then you're going to then see have faith Krishna is. So, as you're saying, is that you'll do that, then you'll see Krishna as the maintainer, the protector, then as the maintainer. Then there'll be, I say, the humility, then the Atmanivedana, the full surrender. So that's if you're looking at it that way. But the point is unless there's humility, you won't be able to take up the process. Right, then you have the Atmanivedanam, when you surrender yourself, that you have faith in Krishna and all that, then you can accept Krishna as the maintainer, as the protector, then you can start the process. Does that make sense? So, in other words, there's going to be these six aspects of surrender. They're going to be dealt with on various levels. One is just to begin the process, you have to go through and have all the six. Then having established those, then you can start to then see Krishna as as the protector and as the maintainer. Then you can have that full humility because and identification of the self as simply a servant of Krishna. Does that make sense? So you're going to have the aspect is that you're going to the whole process is going to be obtained to some degree to be able to start. And having started, then one will become nicely established in accepting what's, what's favorable and unfair. Then you can move to the next level in a more mature way. And then you can move to that first and second principle in a mature way. Does that make sense? Because the neophyte, then the first two, the fifth and sixth principles are what is their focus. Then you will see is that the third and fourth is for the Madhyama, and the first and second is for the Uttama. But because it's the nature of the soul to be in that position, then it comes on, you have to start, it is a descending process. You have to start that, you accept that I am not the body, I'm the soul. I am not great, I am small. That's why the my bodies, these others can't surrender, because the first point of humility, they can't accept. And they can't dedicate themselves as a person to the Lord. So they can't even start the process. Right? So, in other words, it has these six principles. These six principles are very dynamic, that so many different ways and that they're applied. Just like you have the masculine and feminine principles, so many ways it's applied. How Krishna, everything from Krishna, how it's applied in so many different ways. Then how is the Chaturvyuha it's applied in so many different ways? And then here in these six symptoms of surrender, the Panchatattva, then you have the six symptoms of surrender. Does that make sense? So you have these lists, but these lists are being fundamental principles. Then they're how things work. And because it's a descending process, it starts from this simple point. And then from there, it gets more and more developed as it goes. But those details don't mean that they're higher. We're used to the more technical the details, the higher it is. Yes, as far as knowledge and skills it is, but as far as devotion to the Lord, no. That's the thing that's bewildering, is that we see is that the gopis, it's mentioned very directly. They're not scholars. They're not great sages. They're not great yogis, great renunciates. They're just dedicated to Krishna. That's the principle that makes the highest. Then in particular knowledge and skills, you'll see others, then they're known as scholars and yogis and renunciates and Brahmins and all these different things like that, that in this world would be considered very, they say, irrespectable. Right? So that's the idea is that the principal point is surrendering to Krishna, being humble, seeing yourself as servant of the servant, and surrendering to Krishna. It's all about Krishna's pleasure. That's where bhakti starts. Then you can see is Krishna is the maintainer. Otherwise, I think I'm maintaining myself. Krishna as the protector, and then he takes care. Then you have giving up what's unfavorable, and which means mundane activities. And accepting what's favorable, means the pure devotional activities. So we see it's a natural form in this way, and how our mentality is going to go. But as stations, then you're going to see it may be working in the other way. Just like you have Icha, Kriya, and Jnana. And so then Icha is Krishna's desire. Because of that, then there's going to be that can be fulfilled by particular activities that can take place in a particular place, situation. But you see mechanically, then it goes, there's the field, then you have the willpower in that field, and then that activity, that endeavor, the result of that is directed for Krishna's pleasure. So you see, you have both of these going on at once, they're eternal principles. So then in this, you can see both ways. So someone said, oh, it's contradictory. No, it's not. Because in the spiritual platform, there is no contradiction. It's just that these are different ways and different aspects of how it applies. Does that make sense? So then after that, then you see Bhajan Lasa, hankering for divine service, Siddha Lasa, hankering for spiritual perfection, then Vigyati, spiritual request, and then the glories of the Holy Name. So that makes sense. So having gone through, then that comes there. So we see in the descending, then in mentality, it has to go in this way. But you see in practice, then you're going to see it going the other way. Like that. Because in the beginning, then you see is that accepting what's giving up what's unfavorable is okay. The four regulative principles and other stuff stay. What's favorable, you know, getting up in the morning, taking a bath, putting on tilak and stuff like that. But that we see is as one advances, then it has a whole different kind of flavor. You know, pure devotion means there's no karma, there's no jnana. Yeah. Yes. No. Maybe.
Yes.
So in other words, it's very deep. The acharyas have thought about this very nicely. They've then given these aspects. So the introductory song, page 3. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu, Jive Doya Kori, Swa Parshara Sviya Dhamma, Saha Avatari. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu descended from the eternal spiritual world, along with his personal associates and divine abode, incarnating in this temporary material world out of compassion for the fallen souls. Adyanta Durlabha Prema Kori Bare Dana, Shikaya Sharanagati Bhaktera Prana. In order to freely distribute the gift of ecstatic love of God, which is very difficult to obtain, he taught the path of Sharanagati, devotional surrender to the Supreme Lord. This Sharanagati is the very life of the true devotees. Dainya Atma Nivekana Goktritve Varana. Avasya Rakita Rakibe Krishna Vishvasha Palana Bhakti Anakula Matra Karyera Svikara Bhakti Pratikula Bhava Varjanan Yikara. The six ways of surrender through Sharanagati are 1. Dainya, humility, Atmanivedana, dedication of the self. 3. Gopritve Varana, acceptance of the Lord as one's only maintainer. 4. The consciousness of Avasya Rakibe Krishna. Krishna will surely protect me, which is Vishvasa, faith, and Krishna's Palana, protection. 5. Bhakti Anakul Matra Karyera Svikara. Execution of only those acts favorable to pure devotional service. And 6, Pratikul Bhava Varjanangikar, renunciation of conduct adverse to pure devotion. Srila Prabhupada writes in his purport to Bhagavad Gita 1866. The process of surrender to Krishna is described in the Hari Bhakti Vilas 11.676. Anukul Yasya Sankalpa Pratikulasya Varjanam Rakshishya Titi Vishvaso Goptavitve Varanam Tata Atma Nishepa Karpanye Sadviha Sharanagati. According to the devotional process, one should simply accept such religious principles that will lead ultimately to the devotional service of the Lord. When they perform a particular occupational duty according to his position in the social order. But if by executing his duty one does not come to the point of Krishna consciousness, then all his activities are in vain. Anything that does not lead to the perfectional stage of Krishna consciousness should be avoided. Right? So what you want is performing things that lead to Krishna, right? And you give up anything that does not. So in other words, I'm doing those things that are favorable, but anything that's not favorable, that's what I'm leaving. So they're two sides of the same thing, right? But you want to make sure that it's understood. Always remember Krishna, don't forget. Why are you not forgetting? Because you're remembering. If you're remembering, you're not forgetting, right? So that makes sense. One should be confident that in all circumstances, Krishna will protect him from all difficulties. There's no need of thinking how one should keep the body and soul together. Krishna will see to that, right? Because he's always protecting. So that's why you see it in this fourth one. The concept Avashya Rakshi Be Krishna, Krishna will surely protect me, which is Vishwasa, faith in Krishna's pala and protection. He will protect me, therefore he'll maintain. They go together. Where he sees he's protecting, but then you see if he's protecting, he's taking care. Krishna will see to that, right? So one should always think himself helpless and should consider Krishna the only basis for his progress in life. As soon as one seriously engages himself in devotional service to the Lord in full Krishna consciousness, at once he becomes freed from all contamination of material nature. So you see, as soon as you get to that, then you have that contamination. You're giving up the unfavorable activities, but it doesn't mean that all material desire in that goes. So one level is giving up, the activities than that that are unfavorable. But later, he's giving up that mentality that's unfavorable of material desire. There are different processes of religion and purificatory processes by cultivation of knowledge, meditation in the mystic yoga systems, etc. But one who surrenders unto Krishna does not have to execute so many methods. That simple surrender unto Krishna will save you from unnecessarily wasting time. One can thus make all progress at once by being and be free from all sinful reactions. Bhagavad Gita 18:66, purport. Right? So you see, it's these six symptoms, but they're also two parts of one thing. I'm giving up what's unfavorable, so I'm accepting what's favorable. I'm seeing Krishna as my protector, therefore he's naturally the maintainer. Right? I see Krishna as I surrender to Krishna, that means I need to be humble, meek and humble. But if I'm not meek and humble, how do I surrender to Krishna? Does that make sense? So you have both a positive and negative, but Krishna consciousness, then they're all positive. Oh, this is a continuation of that. No? Okay. Srila Prabhupada further elaborates in his purport to C.C. Madhya Lila 22:100. One who is fully surrendered is qualified with six following characteristics. One, the devotee has to accept everything that is favorable for the rendering of transcendental loving service to the Lord. Two, he must reject everything unfavorable to the Lord's service. This is also called renunciation. Three, a devotee must be firmly convinced that Krishna will give him protection. No one else can actually give him protection. And being firmly convinced of this is called faith. Right? This kind of faith is different from faith of an impersonalist who wants to merge into the Brahman effulgence in order to benefit by cessation of repeated birth and death. The devotee wants to remain always in the Lord's service. In this way, Krishna is merciful to his devotee and gives him protection from the dangers found in the path of devotional service. Four, the devotee should accept Krishna as the supreme maintainer and master. He should not think that he is being protected by a demigod. He should depend only on Krishna, considering him the only protector. Now, here, because maintainer, protector is one thing. So you're looking at that aspect. But because these principles have multiple aspects, like he says, everything unfavorable. So that's going to be what's favorable and unfavorable on body, mind, and words, and the level of consciousness. So all these different aspects of Atma, then that all those, what's favorable is accepted, what's unfavorable is rejected. Though in the beginning, we might just start with the gross body. Right, then we start to get into the subtler things of the mind, the intelligence and that, the activities, particular things. Then eventually it gets to our consciousness where it's about that, it's only about pleasing Krishna. Does that make sense? So all of these, they mature as they go along. He should depend only on Krishna, considering him the only protector. And the other aspect is the protection he's protecting us on the path of devotional service. He's the only one that can properly, help us get beyond the material energy, right? And he's the one who will take care of whatever you require. Like we're surrendered to him, he takes care. The devotee must be firmly convinced that within the three worlds he has no protector or maintainer other than Krishna. 5, self-surrender means remembering that one's activities and desires are not independent. The devotee is completely dependent on Krishna, and he acts and thinks as Krishna desires. So we see he sees Krishna as a maintainer, but he also sees that everything he does, all his desires, everything, body, mind, and word, is just for Krishna. So he's not independent in that way. So that surrender means that, automatically. The devotee is meek and humble, right? Because sometimes it's meant to completely dependent. Atmanivedanam, right? Then he is meek and humble. Chaitanya Charitamrita, I believe, the 22:100 purport. Right? So before, Prabhupada is showing, these specific things, showing these, how it develops. Same time as Prabhupada, the previous point was making that how whatever your position in society, your occupational duties, however, all that is used in Krishna's service. That's the favorable, use it all in Krishna's service. Unfavorable is whatever is not useful in Krishna's service, that's given up. So what's not useful, that's just drop. Verse 5. Sharanga sharanagati hoibe jahar tahara prarthana shune Sri Nanda Kumar. Sri Nanda Kumar, the youthful son of Nanda Maharaj, hears the prayers of anyone who takes refuge in him by the sixfold practice of surrender. Rupa Sanatana Pade Dante Tanina Kori Bhakti Vinoda Pode Duhun Pada Dori. Bhakti Vinoda prostrates himself at the feet of Sri Rupa and Sri Sanatana Goswami, places a straw between his teeth and clasps the lotus feet with his hands. Kandiya kandiya bole ami tu adama shikaye sharanagati koro he utamo. Weeping and weeping, he tells them, I am certainly the lowest of men. Oh, please make me the worthiest by teaching me the ways of sharanagati. And so by understanding this point of surrender, then that brings you to being the most qualified. But otherwise, if we're not interested in, that makes us the most unqualified. Because you see, is these acharyas, they may be in very nice situations. And in these situations, then they are, materially, it may not be that bad, right? But they consider themselves the lowest because they're not interested in Krishna. You have to remember, what is a Naradama? Naradama is the lowest of mankind. Means he is not interested in Krishna consciousness. He has the opportunity for it. He's not interested. Muda doesn't know it's there. The Maya Pratijnana, his intelligence is taken away by Maya, so he doesn't notice that it's there. The demons, they're just opposed to anything spirit. But the Naradama means that opportunity is there. He doesn't take it. So he's seeking that I'm the lowest because I'm not taking up Krishna consciousness. So please, by your instruction, make me into the topmost by accepting that instruction. Right? Because generally we take it, the lowest means, some grungy, stinky, smelly guy that you find, sitting under a rock somewhere. Does that make sense? So that's more the Buddha. Like that. Does that make sense? Yeah. First principle of surrender, Sharanagati. Dainya, humility. 7 songs. So this is the first song. So you also see is that these songs go through a progression of what this principle of surrender means. And so in the beginning it will look like this, and at the end it will look like this. And so all of them have this development. So that means all these principles that are there, these songs, I mean, that is there, as I mentioned. Oops. Yeah, this is 7 songs, 8 songs, 4 songs, 4 songs, 4 songs, 4 songs. That these then they show how you develop. you know, have the stages that you go through. And so all these may be going at different paces, but the point is these six aspects we are trying to focus on, we are trying to develop. So, yes.
So it just struck me that that means that we still have this element of Naradama in us until we don't fully surrender to Krishna, just like in the Shikshashtakam, it says nanuragaha, I am, so I don't have
yes
the attraction, so
yes. Because all those aspects of our position, we're surrendering because we're turning to the Lord, right? So therefore, if it's out of anxiety, it's out of want, it's out of curiosity, it's out of gratefulness, but we're surrendering to the Lord, we're connected to the Lord. Those things that keep us, that we're not interested to surrender, then we're just absorbed in our day-to-day, you know, material affairs. We have opportunities, we don't take them, we're not interested, you know, we're not fanatic, Prabhu, you know, like that. You know, our intelligence gets distracted by Maya. We come up with all these, you know, these ideas of what devotional service is. You know, we're Westerners, we can't do all this stuff. And, you know, that's an intellectual getting distracted here. Or Asura says, no, it's not about that. It says, you know, I'm doing what I'm doing. I don't care about anything. So for the devotees, these will be very, very minor. You know, so those who are major, they don't even come to the process, right? But having come to the process, then yes, these are the things that are going to be there, that are there to some degree. And so we have to cultivate that. So we wouldn't be calling these last groups devotees are having these problems. Generally, we'll look at the first groups, you know, they're having these distractions there. But in any case, not wanting to surrender in a certain circumstance and this and that, these things happen as long as you can engage yourself in those nicely in those areas that are strong. And by good association, by engaging in areas that are strong, then gradually, we're able to purify ourselves, and those areas that we're weak at, those will come very easily. So in other words, you go for those things that are the easiest to developing Krishna consciousness right now, and means that will be our plan. Then there's Krishna's plan. He may be weak, decided I'm going to do it this way, and Krishna has a slightly different plan, you know. But whatever it is, whatever the situation, we see what's the proper thing to do that I'm qualified for. I can do these things, so in this situation, what can I do? And what's the proper way to do it as given by the acharyas and by authority? Like that. Because we don't want to split off too much. I mean, we don't want to overemphasize those things. You know, because but we know that these are what we're working with. Like you said, I have no attraction. So that no attraction is going to be there up until Ruchi starts. Right? But at least if there's no attraction, then nothing's getting in the way. You know, then we have, you know, Trinath, if you said, we start off with humility. You know, so that's the thing. It starts there. If you're humble, then you can be tolerant. If you're tolerant, then you can respect others, not look for respect. Then you can chant nicely. So we're always trying to chant. So these things we're trying to be careful not to, you know, to avoid these kind of behavior. But at the same time, is by chanting, the heart becomes purified and we're able to do these easier. They come more natural. Because these are natural moods of the soul itself. Right? But as you become covered, then we don't have these so much. You know, so many sense. Yeah.
Yesterday evening during the discussion, we were discussing about like how Mayavadi association is actually increasing this aspect of Naradama on the other hand, whereas the nine process of devotional service, they make us get rid of this. But in the association of Mayavadi and hearing them is where actually this is cultivated. That's why Mahaprabhu forbid the association for everybody, no exception.
Because it's going to be uncomfortable for the great, for the advanced devotees, and it's going to be very detrimental for the beginning devotees. And it says even an advanced devotee could fall down, you know. So even if they don't, it's uncomfortable. Why would they want to hear about all this stupidness about Krishna? So in other words, people are talking things. We're thinking about, okay, what was that point? What was that point? You know, like this. But for these advanced devotees, says, no, Krishna's not like that. He's like this. Why are you saying that? You know, so for them, they know Krishna, so they're just talking about their experience. You know, for us, we're trying to remember, you know, particular quotations and particular wordings and phrases and techniques and, you know, all these different things to be able to discuss it, because we don't have that attraction. But for those with that attraction, then why would they want to hear about them saying Krishna has no form, no this, that? Why would they want that? So they wouldn't hear it. And those who will be affected, they shouldn't hear it. You know? Yeah. Yes, so that aspect of Naradama is that you have the opportunity and then you don't take it because, you know, some other thing. That's the difficulty with taking up, making the professionals as the, means any of those you make, right? You take management as the main thing. Then you have the problem with the Asura Bhava. You know, it's a management's important. That all this other stuff is symptom. You know, you take the intellect, the academics as the prominent, you know, point of respect. Then you have Maya Pratigyana. You won't see things. You'll start quoting things, you know, that are popular in the modern intellectual world that have nothing to do with Krishna consciousness. In fact, much of the time it's opposed to. Maya just catches you that way. Right, you know, you know, you're taking, you know, just the common person and, you know, everybody and about being nice about this and that, then you end up with the Buddha. The Buddha doesn't have to be a gross, disgusting guy. Buddha can also be a nice guy. Like that, you know, it means that if you're nice to a donkey and feed it, they're really nice. They'll sing you poetry, they smile, you know, they're quite friendly. Right? And then the Naradama, he's the professional. The Naradama is the professional, the guy in the corporate scene. You know, it's all about the money, it's with it, it's happening, you know, it's going on. You know, they've got it. God, what do they need this for? So what we see is that previously nobody cared about these things. But now it's like it's all about management, it's all about the intellectuals they got, it's all about corporate, it's all about the people. And so if you focus on that, then what's going to happen? Then it can get in the way if you're not careful. All those areas can be engaged in Krishna's service, but we have to see it from our own. No one's a scholar like our scholars. No question of it. You know, the things that they think of, they can be very observant in seeing certain mechanics. But how those mechanics, what's the culture of it, how's the dealings, that what's the laws, that they have no idea. They simply see, here's profit, here's benefit for me. They go for it. So they're just like animals. So even though they may be using an intellectual platform or managerial platform and economic platform, they go for it just like someone who's an immoral atheist. Because it's what's good for them, that's what they go for. It's just like an animal. So being a polished animal is not that great. I mean, you know, you can, you know, people like some of them better than others, but does that make sense? We have to be very, very careful about these things, that the karmis, that they're not our heroes. No. Intellect Jiva Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, you know, these are scholars. Baladev Vidyabhushan wrote a commentary on Vedanta Sutra. You know, that doesn't happen every day, right? You know, so these are our scholars. You know, so you want the administration, then you look, you have Yudhishthira, Bhishma, you know. But these personnel, these are the ones that know how to administrate. Manu, these are administrators. You know, does that make sense? You know, business world's the business world, like that. So for us, you know, we totally go there. But why would we shift down to the other? Because that's the thing. They're so proud and all that, and they have no need for Krishna consciousness. So that's why then one has to be very careful. So yes, you want to make a sophisticated presentation. You want to deal with it nicely. You want to deal with the culture. That's very nice. But we have to understand is that if one is Krishna conscious, then one does the best one can. I mean, even if someone's not sophisticated, but they're gentle or cultured, people will appreciate it. You know, it's just very simple. Like that. So that kind of aspect. And so if there's any roughness, it comes from lack of Krishna consciousness. You can't say, no, you have to develop your material quality voice. You can't. You have a mundane quality. And so only by training and association can that be adjusted. And that will take you, you know, lifetimes. So why not use Krishna consciousness? It's the quickest thing to adjust it. Because for the devotees, as they get the pure devotees, have all the 26 qualities. So those are wonderful. That works. You want culture, you want sophistication, you don't get better than that. You know, you see, it's like Ramananda Rai, who knows poetry. He knows the Shastras. So he's a scholar in that field. And after hearing Rupa Goswami's drama, then he says, this is not poetry. Right? This is just a constant shower of nectar. It's beyond poetry. Poetry is just the mechanics. You know, that'd be like saying, this is not words. This is just a wonderful, you know, description. You know, it's gone beyond the technical. Because the other ones, it's all about, like, see, the Digvijaya, it's all about his technical points. See how he did this here. Put this alliteration here, and I did this here, and that one there. Oh, is that fabulous? Aren't that great? But what did he say? You know, so therefore, Lord Chaitanya just catches him on you know, what he's saying. And then after that, then shows because he doesn't know what he's saying, therefore the grammar's wrong. So he thinks the grammar is perfect because he doesn't know what he's saying. And so for others who don't know what they're saying, it may also seem perfect. But if you know what you're actually saying, then it's not perfect because it's not explaining the glories of the Lord and the devotees. So that's the whole point, is that when one has that faith that it's only Krishna, it's only about Krishna, then one becomes situated. That faith, that makes you fixed in devotional service. But as long as one thinks, all these other have things, that area where you think is that quiet is weak. So if they think, oh, the intellectuals and the karmis, they're so much better, you know, in this area, and that area, that devotee by consciousness and by realization is a neophyte. They're not a mundane. And those that they have faith that, yes, there's no other process of chanting and this and that, you know, we're not going to, you know, do yoga or jnana or this, and they're situated on Nishtha. So that's the thing. Ideally, it's all together and then you don't get distracted. But you can be that one part is still there and another part's over here. By sadhana, you'll see most devotees are all situated very nicely. But when you get into political issues, then many of them are lagging far behind. You know, they got, you know, 50 years to kind of catch up. You know, we're you know, it's not the 60s anymore. You know? So like that, you have to move forward. Is that okay?
Yes, Maharaj. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So first principle of surrender, Daini, song one. Bhuliya tomare samsara ashiya peye nana vidha vyata tomara charane ashiyachi ami bolibo dukera kata. O Lord, I forgot you and came to this material world, where I have experienced a host of pains and sorrows. Now I approach your lotus feet and submit my tale of woe. Janani Jatare Chilatma Jakona Bishama Badana Pashe Eka Bara Prabhu Deka Diamore Panchile E Dina Dase. While still bound up tightly in the unbearable confines of my mother's womb, O Lord, you once revealed yourself before me. Appearing only briefly, you then abandoned this poor servant of yours. Takona pavinu janama paiya koribo jana ja koribo bhajana tava janama hoilo hori maya jale na hoilo jnana lava. At that moment I thought, after my birth I will worship you. But alas, after taking birth, I fell into the entangling network of worldly illusions. Thus I possessed not even a drop of true knowledge. Footnote 2. This is from
Kapila Gita Maharaj.
Okay, yes, from Kapila. Placed within the amnion and covered outside by the intestines, the child remains lying on one side of the abdomen, his head turned towards his belly, and his back and neck arched like a bow. The child thus remains just like a bird in a cage without freedom or movement. At that time, if the child is fortunate, he can remember all the troubles of his past 100 births, and he grieves wretchedly. What is the possibility of peace of mind in that condition? The living entity in this frightful condition of life, bound by 7 layers of eternal ingredients. Praise with folded hands means that the jiva is inside the 7 layers, because the 7 dhatus. You know, you have the skin, there's the skin, then you have the, I think, the fat, then the muscle, the bone, the marrow, and the ojas. Something like that. So, in other words, it's not great. So he prays with folded hands, appealing to the Lord who has put him in that condition. My dear Lord, by your causeless mercy, I'm awakened to consciousness, although I am only 10 months old. For this causeless mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the friend of all fallen souls, there is no way to express my gratitude but to pray with folded hands. The living entity in another type of body sees only by instinct. He knows only the agreeable and disagreeable sense perceptions of that particular body. But I have a body in which I can control my senses and can understand my destination. Therefore, I offer my respectful obeisance to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, by whom I have been blessed with this body and by whose grace I can see him within and without. So the animals is only by, he describes, instinct. He knows only the agreeable and disagreeable sense perceptions. So he has a particular group of senses, and those senses will perceive things as nice or not. So as the environment around him unfolds, as he moves around, then he will see what's agreeable, he'll be attracted to that, what's not agreeable, he'll avoid. So that's how the instinct works. You know, it's not that the Lord has to tell him, okay, now do this, now do that. It's just about by the senses he has, by the laws of nature, naturally he will do that. The cow sees grass, it likes grass, it goes towards grass. You know, it sees, you know, a pile of, you know, how you say, old tires, mufflers, rusty doors and windows, that he's not going to go towards that. Right. Therefore, my Lord, although I am living in a terrible condition, I do not wish to depart from my mother's abdomen to fall again into the blind well of materialistic life. Your external energy, called Devamaya, that once captures the newly born child, and immediately false identification, which is the beginning of a cycle of continual birth and death, begins. Therefore, without being agitated anymore, I shall deliver myself from the darkness of nescience. With the help of my close friend, clear consciousness, simply by keeping the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu in my mind, I shall be saved from entering the wombs of many mothers for repeated birth and death. Lord Kapila continued, the 10-month-old living entity has these desires even while in the womb. But while he thus extols the Lord, the wind that helps part fruition propels him forth with his face turned downward so that he may be born. Pushed downward all of a sudden by the wind, the child comes out with great trouble, head downwards, breathless and deprived of memory due to severe agony. The child thus falls on the ground, smeared with stool and blood, and plays just like a worm germinating from the stool. He loses his superior knowledge and cries under the spell of Maya. Srimad Bhagavatam 3:31. Right, so at this 10 months, they have this kind of understanding, but then the point is by the process of birth, then the agony is that they forget that, and then they just go back. So sometimes you have there's the karmis theorize that children have this universal consciousness and all that up to the time they start speaking. But once they speak, then it's lost. Or, you know, some of they all have these, but the point is talking about, no, if they're fortunate, they can have this. Not every child necessarily has that. Unfortunately, they have this. But at the time of birth, then it's lost. Right? So then you see it's very rare that you have, like, Harikat Maharaj, that after being born, that he spends his time looking for that person who he saw in the womb, like that. But here, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is pointing out how, you know, the general aspect, you know, what happens to us. And so, you know, as soon as we're born, we forget all that completely. Adhanera chele, swajanera kole, hashiya katanu kala. Janaka janani, snehete bulia, samsara lagilo bhalo. As a dear son fondled on the lap of relatives, I passed my time smiling and laughing. The affection of my father and mother helped me to forget you still more. And I began to think that the material world was a very nice place. This footnote 3, this misconception is called ananda brahma. Right? We have the illusion that the material world, you can actually be happy here, because the soul thinks in the natural thing of being spiritual, you know, means eternal. So therefore, the Vaikuntha Brahma, you think everything in the material world is eternal. And Ananda Brahma, you think that everything can generate happiness. And of course, naturally, you have your free will and everything like that. And so then they think that it's also an illusion of thinking that I am independent and free in this world. But no, you have knowledge and this and that. You have consciousness. So that can be used to elevate yourself in Krishna consciousness, or to entangle yourself in the material platform. Krame dina dina, balaka hoya, kelinu balaka saha, ara kichu dine, yana upajilo, pata podi, ahar, aha. Day by day, I gradually grew into a young boy and began playing with other boys. Soon, my powers of understanding emerged, so I diligently read and studied my school lessons every day. Vidyara gaurave, brahmi deshe deshe, dana uparjana kori, swajana palana kore ekamane, bhulinu tomare hari. Proud of my accomplished education, later, I traveled from place to place and earned much wealth, thereby maintaining my family with undivided attention. I forgot you, O Lord Hari. Bardakye ekona bhakti vinoda kandiya katara api nabhajiya tore dina brita gelo ekona ki habe gati. Now in old age, this bhakti, even though it's very sad, weeps. I failed to worship you, O Lord, and instead passed my days in vain. What will be my fate now? And so he's showing how, you know, he's there. He completely forgot the Lord. In the womb, he got a chance to see the Lord, remember the Lord, you know, think, dedicate myself that, yes, I will be more serious. But then after being born, then, you know, one forgets everything. The family takes care nicely. And one, you know, finds it, you know, very pleasant. The child then, you know, plays with others, goes to school, becomes accomplished, then, you know, travels the world, makes his fortune, you know, lives life with his family, like, you know, he's going to, you know, enjoy and everything like this. But then he sees, you know, in his old age, then you see is it didn't work out quite as you planned and all that. And now you look back and you see is, wow, I should have been more serious about Krishna consciousness. Okay. Song 2. Vidyara vilase. Oh, vidyara vilase katainu kala parama sahase ami. Tomara charana na bhaijinu kabu ekona charana tumi. With great enthusiasm, I spent my time in the pleasures of mundane learning and never worshipped your lotus feet, O Lord. Now you are my only shelter. Podite, podite, varasa bharilo. Yane gati habe mane. Se asha vipala, se jnana durlabha, se jnana agyana jani. Reading on, my hopes grew and grew, for I considered the acquisition of material knowledge to be life's true goal. Now, how fruitless those hopes turned out to be, for all my knowledge proved feeble. Now we know that all such erudition is actually pure ignorance. Right? So one is saying, oh, no, you do this and everything will be there. You go to this school, you do all these things, your life will be successful, you'll have knowledge, you'll get a job, you know, you got money, everything will go well. But as you go through that, then as you go with time, then you find out, no, it doesn't. What you learn, you don't get to use, you have to do other things, and then there, the job and all that, and, you know, all these things, and then you find out, no, it's not actually as great as everybody says it is. Everybody likes to say, yes, yes, do this, because then they'll say, oh, you can't blame us because we gave him the foundation and all that. But what foundation? Foundation for what? Yes, means going on and pushing on in the material world. But at the same time, is if you're not giving what will get them out of the material world, then what have you actually given? Like that, you know. Even the dog trains them how to, you know, bark at cats, you know.
Maharaj?
Yes.
About Thursday and Friday class, Maharaj.
Oh, yes. Yes, no Thursday, Friday class. Because we have, there's a graduation ceremony, and it's Friti Maharaj's Vyas Puja, like that. And, you know, so it's very busy. But next week, then we should have full classes. But then after that, then that will be it for this term. And then there's a break for, you know, after the Shri Chaturdasi. And so then, so this evening we'll have class, and then we'll have class again, full class starting from Monday. Om Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki.